91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. A century-old home and barn have been destroyed in a blaze on Roblin Way north of the 401. Fire departments from Quinte West and Belleville responded to the blaze early this morning. Several homes were evacuated from the surrounding area because of falling embers. Police are on the scene of the fire, which caused no injuries. A woman was killed and three police officers injured late Sunday during a crash on Highway 69 south of Sudbury, Ontario. Provincial police were conducting a routine traffic stop just after 11 p.m. on the highway when a lone female driver took off south towards Parry Sound. Police tried to lay spike belts when the fleeing car struck two cruisers. They then say that the 38-year-old woman was killed in the crash and three officers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Ontario Special Investigations Unit was called in to investigate, as happens whenever police are involved in incidents with the public that involved a death, serious injury, or sexual assault. Highway 69 was temporarily closed for the investigation, but has since reopened. A special prosecutor said she will not bring the shooting death of teen Trayvon Martin before a grand jury. Special prosecutor Angela Corey said Monday she continues to investigate the case and will not involve a grand jury set to meet Tuesday. Corey says her decision to skip the grand jury shouldn't be considered a factor in determining whether charges will be filed against George Zimmerman. Zimmerman is the neighborhood watch volunteer who has admitted to fatally shooting the unarmed Martin. That means the decision now rests solely with Corey. Syrian forces today fired across the border into Turkey at protesters in a Syrian refugee camp. This amid bickering over plans for a ceasefire. Reporter Alex Marquardt has more.
The peace plan for Syria, brokered by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, is in further jeopardy. On Sunday, the Assad regime insisted on written guarantees from the rebels that they would lay down their weapons. A spokesman also said the regime's promise to withdraw forces from cities and towns on Tuesday was misinterpreted. The rebels refused to provide any written guarantees, but said they would abide by the plan as long as the regime does.
Moroccan state media reports that authorities have dismantled a suspected militant cell with plans to attack government buildings and cash machines. The three men in the cell were arrested near the central city of Meknes. The report Monday, which cited the Interior Ministry, says the group used the internet to spread its extremist ideas and incite civil disobedience. The report did not say when the arrests were made. Unlike neighboring countries, Morocco has not been attacked by large, organized militant groups such as Al-Qaeda. However, it does suffer occasional attacks by small cells inspired by extremist ideology. In April 2011, a bomb was detonated by remote control in a cafe in the city of Marrakech, popular with foreign tourists. The bomb killed 17 people. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thank you, Sam. In Junior A action, the Stouffville Spirit head up to Whitby to face off against the Fury. The Spirit beat the Fury 2-1 last night on home ice and lost to Whitby 4-2 on Friday. In the NHL, Phoenix Coyotes goaltender Mike Smith, Tampa Bay Lightning center Steven Stamkos, and the Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby were named the NHL Three Stars of the Week on Monday. Smith earned a second straight weekly award after posting a 3-0-0 record that included a 54-save shutout against Columbus. Stamkos captured the second star with 4 goals in 4 games to become the first player since Alex Ovechkin in 1995-96 to reach the 60-goal mark. He captured a second Maurice Richard Trophy as the NHL's goal-scoring leader and finished second in points race with a career-high 97. Crosby had 3 goals, including 2 game-winners, and 3 assists as the Penguins won their final 3 games to finish 4th in the Eastern Conference. NHL action continues on Wednesday when the Flyers head to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins, the Red Wings fly over to Nashville to face off against the Predators, and the Canucks host the LA Kings in Vancouver. A person familiar with the decision says Lamar Odom will not play the rest of the season with the Dallas Mavericks. Odom will not be waived, though he will not play anymore this season for the defending NBA champions, according to the anonymous source who spoke with the Associated Press Monday, because an official announcement had not been made by the team. Odom told ESPN.com that he and the Mavericks decided it was in the best interest of both parties for me to step away from the team. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
Thank you, Keenan. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10, with a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, changing to 70% chance of showers overnight, and a low of plus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, with a high of 7. It's 8 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.